Okay, well, until the wiper thing, he had done nothing wrong. So we can drive drunk people, and we can drive naked people, and we can drive homeless people. So, you know, if you want to not pick somebody up like that, that's your choice, but that's not TriMet's policy. So if you make that decision and then call dispatch and let everybody know about it, then that's, you know, your decision. But is your wiper working?
It's damaged.
Okay. Well, I will have the mechanic meet up with you at some point to just kind of check it out, see if there's anything that they can do on the road. Actually, you know what? There's no way it's going to rain. So let's just go ahead and do a work card on it, and they'll check it out tonight.
Yeah, it's just a little side one. He was not all right. He was really mentally unstable.
Yeah, you know, like I said before, and I just hope you heard everything that I said. I mean, I'm on your side on this, but, you know, TriMet transports mentally disabled people. TriMet transports intoxicated people. TriMet will transport a naked person. TriMet does transport a homeless person. So, technically, he didn't do anything wrong, and calling us and telling us about it, you know, lets us know that you went against TriMet policy. So hopefully you understand what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, he was physically trying to damage the bus besides the wiper also.
All right, well, was that before or after we denied service?
I don't know. It all happened so suddenly.
All right, well, I mean, we've both said everything that we need to, so I don't want you to get yourself in any further hot waters.